Adelaide musician Tom West plays music that traverses the rocky and undulating ground between simple, whimsical folk tunes and grand and moody soundscapes. You can currently catch Tom playing at the Grace Emily Hotel for a series of free shows every Friday night during November, and he joins us in the studio now. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Beautiful music there.
Yeah, thank you for that. That tonal change the intro music. Yeah.
Look, you're two Fridays into your string of shows. How's the residency been so far?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. It's a good chance to get everyone together, sort of in the whole band situation, and spend the month sort of going over and banging out the songs, blowing out the rust, so to speak, and just generally, you know, having a good time. It's pretty fun.
It is one of the terrible things about, I suppose, being Tom West, is that you get to play with all these other amazing musicians that have appeared on your albums over the years.
Well, to be fair, it is like a, it can be an intimidating thing, I suppose, to be playing around, you know, other musos that, you know are very good and you respect them and everything, you know. It is an enjoyable thing, but, you know, you have to, obviously... You know, try pretty hard, I guess, is the obvious way of putting it.
So doing this residency, has it given you an opportunity putting on like four shows over four Fridays at the Grace Emily, or you've got two more to go, obviously. Have you been being able to experiment a bit more, push a bit more, trying to put on a different show each week?
Yeah, more or less. So, I mean, we're not sort of changing around the repertoire a great deal. But, I mean, there certainly are changes week to week, but, you know, it's a chance for us, particularly at the moment, to sort of experiment with the dynamics of playing live a bit and sort of working on the movement of the set and how loud and soft and all that sort of stuff that, you know, is important to get right. But, you sometimes don't necessarily get that when you're just sort of playing one show a month or one show every 3 months or something like that.
And can you tell me a bit about the people that you've invited along? Like Ian said, that there's a lot of talented musicians you've been able to work with and invite along. So who's been supporting you on these shows?
I've certainly got a fair few people. So, I mean, obviously I've been playing with lots of the members who I perform with. So there's... Todd Sibben is one of my mates, and he always plays with me. Ryan Martin John's in there, who kicks around and does his own stuff. I'm playing a lot, or singing a lot, with Naomi Keat at the moment. So she's going to jump up from time to time. She's touring at the moment. So, she might actually be back this week, I think. So, and who have we got this week coming up? It's another sort of singer-songwriter coming around the traps called Katie Pomery, which will be cool. There's sort of a lot of people I could list off, but maybe I'll stop now.
We spoke to you a bit earlier in the year, Tom, and I think you said then that you were working on some new material.
Yeah, so that's still in the process. So it's kind of finally, thankfully, coming to the sort of the pointy end. And I've gone, back and rewritten some material and reworked on some of the existing stuff that, I had sort of prepared for this album. So it will be an album. So I'll be jetting off to Nashville, as a matter of fact, in the start of December to actually finish that, get to the end stages of twisting the knobs and all that sort of stuff to finally finish.
And what led to the choice of Nashville?
Well, the reason is... The guy who I have been working with in an engineering sense is based there. So previously I'd been corresponding, so sending the digital files via email and stuff over to the guy and him sending it back and me sending another email back with minor adjustments, as you can imagine. Yeah. It's cool and it works and we sort of had a great result so far. But this time I sort of had the opportunity and the budget... really, that's what it comes down to jump over there so I can sort of have that face-to-face contact while we're doing it. So just to be able to get those really fine adjustments that you might have to spend, a few pages maybe in an email.
Absolutely.
Describing.
And
it's just,
can do it in five
I can
seconds.
Do it in 5 seconds. Yeah, so, yeah. that's the reason. That's the really the long and short of why it's going to be there. So that's exciting. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
And Nashville is, as I'm sure people would know, quite a musical city, quite well known for its country music, and a lot of great musicians have come out of there. Do you have any affinity with the city? Do you think that's...
Well, look, I mean, my priority is to go there for the work, so I'm not going to try and, play gigs or anything purely because I might get stuffed over with the visa situation. But, I have never been there. I obviously have the same sort of background understanding as everyone of what it's like as a city and a hub for songwriting and music. So I guess I'm just going to go and sort of just experience it in a fairly simple way and not take expectations or anything like that. So, yeah, just be a naive Australian in a very, big, cool place.
Well, talking of cool, that's a very cool-looking guitar you've got there on your lap.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a hardwood Martin Parlor sort of sized acoustic guitar. I kind of really bought it because I like the slotted headstock look.
I was just going to say that's what gets me. It's
but
yeah.
It looks cool, but the downside is when you come to tuning it, the slotted headstock, so if you think of a normal-looking guitar, it's got that solid piece of wood on the head and the twisty pins sort of pop up and you wrap the strings around the vertical pins. On this one, they kind of go sideways through the wood, so there's one less sort of gear in there, so consequently they don't hold that the tuning quite as much. So speaking of gigs, I do end up sometimes awkwardly having to spend a few seconds longer than I would like to get in that tuning right, because they can slip a little bit, but it looks pretty cool. And I like the sound of it. It's a bit mellow.
Mm.
Sometimes I find the lot softwood guitars get a bit shiny taste.
Get to work on a bit more between song banter, tell maybe extend the stories by 10 to 20 seconds.
I've been working on it for many years and I'm still, safe to say, working on that element, that's for sure.
Now, you've brought in your guitar, obviously, to play some music for us this morning. Can you tell us a bit about the song you might like to play for us?
Yeah, sure. I can play a song. I might actually play a fairly new song that came about earlier this year that we're playing at the set, and it'll appear on the album. And it's just about an experience from earlier this year that I had really down on the South Coast. So, it's called You Can Just About See Antarctica From Here.
Yeah.
West live on Radio Adelaide in the Breakfast Studios. That was great.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's a newie.
Yeah, it's new, so, yeah, it's part of the bundle.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that album, which will hopefully be coming
next year, some mid-next year, I think, was what we're looking at. And then, yeah, Fridays, last couple Friday nights at the Grace, Emily, for a couple more free gigs, so...
Yeah, fantastic. Cool. What time do those gigs kick off?
We're kicking off around about 9.
9 o'clock.
It goes to about 11.
Excellent. And this Friday, you've got Todd Simon and Katie Pomeroy joining you.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like a fantastic show. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.